Blog Talk Radio.
As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. Today, ladies and gentlemen, our show is going to be on an interesting topic, and that topic is asparagus. And today, as always, on our Tuesday shows, we're going to have Mr. Tony Lewis. Tony Lewis is actually the owner and chief instructor and trainer at Designer Fitness and Wellness Center. And Tony is going to, as always, give us a ton of information on things that we didn't really know were a problem, things that we didn't really know were detrimental to our health. He's also going to be giving us from time to time information on things that, of course, help your health. And he's not just giving you the problems, ladies and gentlemen. He's also talking to you about different ways that you can enhance your physical and personal self. And Tony's, again, one of those all-around guys. So when I say an all-around guy, he's somebody that's not just hitting the physical part of it as an exercise, even though he is a person that owns a fitness center. But his also part of his love and his desire is also working on the mind, the spirit. So it's the body and the soul, and also what you put into your body and what your body can do for you. So he's really an all-around holistic practitioner, not a allistic practitioner. Allistic practitioners, for anybody that doesn't know, is more like in line of your regular doctor. And as you know, and as I know, most of our physicians nowadays, what they do is they give us a whole lot of lotions and potions and drugs to basically mask the problem. So they're not really the solution. They're giving us stuff to keep us from feeling uncomfortable. They're doing things to keep us from feeling the pain, but they're not really helping us to solve the overall problem. And the overall problem is what we truly need to address. And to do that, we need to get back to, I guess you can say, our holistic roots. Back to what great-great-great-grandma used to do and what great-great-grandma did before that. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, please keep in mind, the world as a whole has been around for centuries, and people have been around a long time. And they were around long before we got Thorazine and long before we got painkillers and penicillin and, you know, all of those other drugs that we have now. Also, please also try to keep in mind that a lot of the problems that we have when it comes to our health and the way that we do things didn't really exist, you know, back in your great-great-grandparents' days. Yes, they lived a shorter life, but they had a harder life, you know, and they weren't, you know, dousing it with drugs and lotions and potions, and they were also a lot stronger than we were, or we are. You know, I was joking with someone not too long ago, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, when we were kids, yes, I know that was 100 years ago, it wasn't, but for some people it seems that way. When we were kids, you know, you didn't wear a helmet, you know, to ride your bike. You didn't have, you know, 100 years, things like that when you rode your bike. How did you ride your bike? You just got on your bike and you rode. It was that you had to go, and you had a good time at it. You know what I mean? You just rode. You know, and we didn't have, at least it didn't seem as though that we had as many head injuries or anything like that. And for some people, the belief is that we as a whole have gotten soft, that, you know, our kids, again, don't get the levels of exercise or exposure. They're not getting enough sun. They're not getting enough vitamins. They're not getting enough minerals. They're not getting enough of the things that they need. And this is one of the reasons that we're having all of the health issues that we're having in the world today. And it's just really an amazing thing when you look at it, when you look at the overall statistics. Are there more people? Yes, there's more people. But also, are we still getting the same benefits from our food and all of that stuff that we got or that our grandparents and our great-great-grandparents got from it? There was a book that I read some time ago, and it was called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And, you know, when I heard this, it was quite a while back, but when I heard this, I thought it was really fascinating because they talked about how, you know, in our lifetime, how things have changed and how, you know, right now we don't have the same mineral content, our earth, you know, and when I say our earth, I'm talking about how a farmer gets paid. And when I say a farmer gets paid, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the farmers, and I thank God for the farmers, for the fruits and the apples and the vegetables and the carrots and all of that stuff that they bring. But the whole thing is that as we've gotten more advanced, we've also gotten smarter. You know, we now know that the earth, only each plot of earth has certain attributes. It has certain minerals. It has certain vitamins. It has certain nutrients in it. And when we plant a plant in that ground, that plant pulls up those nutrients. It pulls up those minerals. It pulls up those vitamins. It pulls up, you know, those things in the earth that that particular plant is designed to pull up. But the interesting thing is that nothing is endless. You know, those minerals came from someplace. So when they get sucked up out of the ground, then what happens to them? Well, they go into those plants and those vegetables and those things that we eat. But the thing is that a farmer, and this is how it comes back to the farmer, a farmer doesn't get paid for how many minerals are in that particular carrot or that tomato. You know, what a farmer gets paid for is he gets paid by the bushel. Now, the interesting thing is that if you've got that apple or that orange or that, you know, tomato or potato or what have you in front of you, or rutabaga or asparagus or, you know, whatever it is that you have in front of you, you can't see the minerals. You can't see the vitamins. You can't see the nutrients within that piece of vegetable. All you see is an apple, an orange, or, again, a potato, or a lemon, whatever it is that you're eating. However, the minerals and the vitamins are in the chemical breakdown of that particular product. That particular product or that particular fruit or vegetable has pulled certain minerals that it is known to grab out of the soil. And then what happens is that how we end up getting those minerals, how we end up getting those vitamins, is by us eating that fruit, by us eating that vegetable, by us eating that item that's come out of the ground. Well, that's a beautiful thing. However, the only way that you know it's there is if you do a chemical test. If you test for a certain amount of vitamin A, vitamin B, minerals, vitamin D, you know, potassium, selenium, chromium, all of these different elements that are in the fruits and vegetables in which we eat and that we consume. And these fruits and vegetables are supposed to give us these things so that we can then take those minerals and then turn them into energy and use them so that we can become stronger, bigger, brighter, so that we can help us with our eyesight, you know, help our electrical synapses go off within our body, so that our body acts correctly, you know, to cause that series of things that's supposed to happen. Because we all live in the world is a circle. Everything goes around, and that includes us. You know, the things that have passed away hundreds of years ago, the planting that you've done, all of those different things are things that help us grow. You know, the soil grows because of different things, fertilizer, things like that. I mean, really think about what's in fertilizer and why does fertilizer help things to grow? It's because fertilizer has usually got minerals and different things in it that the ground ends up using, and that's how the grass grows. That's why, you know, if you have an animal, you know, even if you think about it this far back, you have animals. You know, a lot of people have dogs and cats and different things like that. Well, if you ever look at the food that you feed your dog, your cat, or your animal, most of those foods are actually structured to give them certain types of vitamins, minerals, nutrients, all of those different things. And they're fortified. And you would buy the best for your particular animal, correct? Your particular pet. However, we fail to put the same level of mineral content, vitamin content, into ourselves. Most of us constantly fill ourselves with what? With junk. You know, you eat a lot of fast food. You eat a lot of processed food, processed meat. You know, Mr. Lewis talked about the fact that he doesn't eat a lot of processed food, that he doesn't like microwaves, that he doesn't like things along that nature. And it's not that he doesn't like them because he doesn't like the taste of them. He's had to train himself. He's had to condition himself to understand that what everybody wants isn't going to be the best thing for him. He's also trained himself to understand that by him eating certain things and eating certain ways, he's actually able to get more out of the things that he eats. So he's getting the necessary and sometimes more than the necessary vitamins and minerals out of the foods and substances that he drinks. He's getting the most so that his body can then take that and take that those nutrients, metabolize them at the highest and most effective rate without his body having to basically shift or shuffle through or shake through the particular things that it doesn't need in order to find the things that it does. And also, he's also not putting the toxins into his body that most of us put into our body because we don't eat correctly. And again, the show isn't a ping on any particular person or how you eat. It's all about trying to give you information on how you can make it better, how you can get more out of your foods, how you can get more out of your minerals, how you can realize that some foods that we eat, it's not that there's anything wrong with them. In some cases it is, but not that there's anything wrong with them, but that we may not be getting the purest version of what it is. What we're getting that's being called, let's say, soy, isn't the same soy that we look to give us certain vitamins, certain minerals, certain nutrients. That the same vitamin A or vitamin B or selenium or chromium or what have you is not the same that is going to benefit us. Because remember, too, that when you eat things, when you bring certain things into your body has to be able to recognize it as a substance that it wants. It's kind of like a craving. When you get a craving for something, it's basically your body telling you that there's certain things that you need. And those particular things should have those things that your body needs because your body doesn't care about what your taste buds care about, okay? Your body doesn't care if it's sweet. Your body doesn't care if it's bitter. Your body will react to those things, but it's mainly the mind that's reacting to a lot of those things. So, again, if somebody was to be able to take a pill, wrap that in an ion or make it water-soluble, something that the body can actually grab onto, and then pull the things it needs before the body kicks that object out of the body, and when I say kick the item out of the body, I'm talking about, you know, the body is able to get it and metastasize it and use it before it's basically expelled. We won't go any further than that. Then the more or the longer that that substance that's good for you stays in the body, the more time that the body's going to have to be able to take that substance and then turn it into the things that it needs to be turned into so that the body can get the most from it. But remember, too, each and every one of us is a machine. And it's just that we are a thinking, breathing, conscious machine. We have something else called choice. But your whole body, I mean, think about the way that the entire body works. You have your bones, you have your blood vessels, you have the synapses in your brain, you have your brain, you have your heart, you have your lungs. You have all of these different things that are working in unison, working as a team to try to keep you alive. And the best fuel that you give it, or the better fuel that you give it, the better you're going to be able to perform. And when I say this, I'm not saying this like the people that want to sell you gas. You know, they want to sell you gasoline. They tell you, okay, well, you need high test, you need this, you need that. And they tell you, okay, you get this particular brand or this particular brand or this particular brand, and this one's better than this. A lot of that, I think, is horse pucky. All right? That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. However, when it comes to your body and the nutrients that you need those nutrients to perform at a maximum level, especially if you're like an athlete. So for those of you that aren't athletes, you still need to act and treat yourself like you are an athlete. You still need to make sure that you're bringing the right foods and right substances into your body. You still need to conduct your body as if it is a finely tuned, finely running machine. Because guess what? It is. And if you don't treat it as such, then guess what? The results that you get are going to be appalling. They truly are. And to give you a perfect example of that, today I met a lady named Christy. Christy is a very nice lady. Well, when I was talking with Christy, we were talking about business. It had nothing to do with blog talk or anything like that. Well, what I don't experience a lot when I meet people is I don't meet a lot of people that look their age. We'll put it that way. Most people that I see that are in their 40s or in their 30s, or let's say in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s, and in their 60s, they don't look their age. I meet a lot of people that are in their 30s that look like they're in their 50s. I meet a lot of people that are in their 50s that look like they're in their 70s. I meet people that are in their 70s that look like they're about 5 seconds off, just croaking, just falling over, dead. And why is that? One is bad habits, bad practices, not eating the right foods, taking toxins into their body, not getting the proper exercise, not doing the things that they need to do so that their body can do what it needs to do. Understand that for the most part, your body is going to do whatever you set it up to do. Get it? So if you give it the fuel that it needs to run at an efficient and proficient way, then guess what it's going to do? It's going to conspire to make you a very true person. It's going to conspire to help you to actually live that type of life, to be a healthy, vibrant individual. And I have to say that Miss Christine, or Christy, is a lady that good genes, good habits, you call it what you may. All right? And she's not old, so don't get me wrong, and please don't take this wrong. But that lady looked outstanding, all right? She did not look the age or the number that she told me, and I was very impressed. And I told her at least three times. I said, you really look great, you know, and I didn't say you look great for your age because that would be an insult. She looks her age, and for her to look her age in this time, in 2012, ladies and gentlemen, for her to look her age is outstanding, because most of you, most of us, most of the people listening to the show today do not look their age. They don't. You look 10, 20, 30 years older than you actually are. And the sad part is your outside is probably a mirror of your inside. And your inside is everything. Why? Because your inside is your foundation. Your inside is what makes you tick. Your inside is you. The outside is just a shell. It's the inside that means everything. It's just like, you know, if you want to look at it in a religious term, and I'm not really trying to go religious, but if your heart's in the right place and you follow that up with your actions, then guess what? Your soul is probably in the right place. However, if they aren't in the right place, then guess what? You've got a problem. Now, that's a problem that you wouldn't take up with me because your spiritual self I have nothing to do with. But think about it. I mean, really, ladies and gentlemen, think about it. Are you the person that you want to be? Are you the person that you should be? Are you living to your potential, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, all of the above? And what are you doing to make the necessary adjustments to make that happen, to bring that reality to be? I know that today's show is supposed to be on a little bit of a different topic, and I'm probably going to go back and change the title and all of that to this particular show. However, it's really all about every single one of us, and it's about every single one of us making it about every single other person. So you constantly hear me talk about helping. Yes, you need to help as many people as you can, but also by helping yourself and doing it so that you're around longer, you'll be able to help other people. Again, I had a conversation actually this weekend with someone that wanted me to do some things, and I told them that I couldn't do it. And it's not that I couldn't do it because I don't want to do the right thing. I couldn't do it because all of us can only give so much. And you can't keep giving and people keep taking and then not get anything back. And I didn't say I was looking for anything back. What I'm saying is every time that I help someone, I hope that that person will pay it forward. As someone said to me recently, everything that I do, I'm hoping that's positive, that's fruitful, and that helps other people. I'm hoping that the next person will take that action forward so they'll do something nice for somebody else, not because they're going to get anything out of it, just because it's the right thing to do. And then maybe that will start a spiral. Maybe that will start a circle to where many people are doing the right thing, not because it's blood, not because it's a friend, not because you like the same music or you go to the same church or you're part of the same club. I'm also part of a couple of different groups, and I just sent out a message not too long ago to everybody and said, why are we even in this group? This isn't a social club. This is a group where we're supposed to be giving, where we're supposed to be stewarding, where we're supposed to be serving the people around us and helping those that came before us. I think it is atrocious that if you wear a symbol on your back that says you're all about history, if you wear a symbol on your back or on your chest that says that you're all about fellowship, that you're all about God, that you're all about all these different things, yet your actions show that you're only about you, you're only about your organization, you're only about people that do what you do, or drinking beer, or drinking alcohol, or smoking cigarettes, or riding some motorcycle, or riding some horse, or whatever it is that you do, and you're not helping other people, you're not being a positive force within this world. And you are one of those people that, to me, you are in the way. You are taking up space. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, I know sometimes I get on a soapbox, but it's all about helping each other. It's all about helping that person and understanding that I don't care if you're the president of the United States. I don't care if you're a multi-billionaire. You need to give forward and not give because you can write it off on your taxes, not give because you can have a picture with your face on it that you can show somebody showing what you did, not give because they're going to give you a degree or an accolade or any of that stuff, but giving from your heart, from your soul, and from your person and making sure that it is honest and sincere and then doing it again and again and again. And then hoping that the people that you help will continue to bring that forward. And for those people that don't bring that forward, understand that these are people you need to stop helping, you need to move on, and you need to do it to somebody that is going to help so that they can take it forward. All right? We do not live in a vacuum. However, some people seem to think that we do. Again, I did the Spartan Run recently. It was in Leesburg, Virginia. It was an 8-mile run, 20 obstacles. It was actually more than 8 miles. It was 9.5 miles and more than 20 obstacles because they only count 20 of the probably 100. But anyway, as I was running that race, ladies and gentlemen, I actually came across a group of gentlemen called the Extremes. What the Extreme Team does is that it's a gentleman that started an organization that actually helps servicemen that have become disabled, be it mentally or physically, to try to get over their fears, to try to adjust, and to try to bring back some fun in their lives. In some cases, these are people that are amputees. In some cases, these are people that are full amputees. In some cases, these are people that couldn't deal with the emotional shock. So they have basically a mentor program where they get with service members and they help them to try to overcome those fears. They help them to experience things that they always wanted to experience when they were physically whole. And even though they're not physically whole, they help them to become more mentally whole. And I thought it was a beautiful thing, the gentleman that actually put that together. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying is that no matter what it is that you're going through in your life, there's always somebody that's got it 100 times worse than you. Keep that in mind every time that you feel a little bitter. Keep that in mind every time you feel a little down. Keep that in mind every time that things aren't going right, and understand that it's just part of the trial, that as long as you keep it up and you don't give up, you're not losing. You're still in the position to win, and you still can win. So, again, the Spartan race was just a challenge. However, everything is just a challenge. And what I realized again from that is that if you don't give up, you don't lose. So as long as you keep pushing, as long as you keep trying, and as long as you keep giving your all, then guess what? Again, same thing as life. You don't lose. You're still in the winner's circle. Doesn't matter if you're the first winner or you're the second winner or you're the 50th or the 100th or the 2,000th or the 20 millionth or the 20,000th billionth of a winner. You're a winner as long as you don't give up. And understand that your why is what should drive you. Your why is what should push you. And no matter what anybody says, as long as you know in your heart and your soul with all your being that you're doing the right thing and you are trying to help other people, then that is the right thing. Be a person of character. Give of yourself. Understand that some people don't rate your services. And for those people that you run into in your life, let them go. Let them do what they do. Let them be who they are. Find people that help you. Find people that add to you. Find people that you add to. And when I say this, I mean in all positive ways. I'm not talking about negativity on any level. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, there's greatness within each and every person that listens to the Zurian Show. And that was long before there was a Zurian Show. That was hundreds and millions of years before I even was a gleam in my father's or mother's eye. It doesn't change. Keep the faith, keep the spirit, keep the drive, keep moving, and keep doing the things that are going to make you grow, develop, and live. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I want to thank you for listening to the show today. Again, things happen, but everything happens for a reason, and we adjust. As we adjust, we grow, we develop, and we become more. And that's pretty much the key, becoming more. Opening up your mind to all of the experiences that are in front of you, and taking them just as an experience, learning from those experiences, growing from those experiences, and becoming, again, who and what we were meant to be, which is greatness, which is kings and queens and commanders of our life and our spirit, while we reach a little bit further, while we take it to the next level, while we realize that even though we think we know it all, in truth we know not. So, be more, do more, and understand that you're worth much more than anybody can pay you. And again, as always, I want to thank you for allowing me to have some of your time today, because guess what? The most precious thing that you have and the one thing that you can't afford to waste is time. So, as always, I am very honored that you shared some time with me today listening to The Zurian Show. Please share the show with other people. We constantly are looking for feedback. Like. Thank you very much, and have a great and fantastic day and life. If it's meant to be, it's up to you. Take action and make it happen. Do it now.